every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Oh, gee, it's everywhere. The Melbourne Cup, it's coming out. It's like getting out of prison for a lot of people, the fact that there's going to be crowds allowed, admittedly with limitations, but there's going to be a lot of celebrations across Australia. Tomorrow, of course, Melbourne and Sydney today, it's party mood down there. It's like, once again, regaining their freedom. But with Melbourne Cup coinciding with all of these new liberties, there's going to be a great atmosphere tomorrow. It says here in the Cairns Post, Melbourne Cup celebrations are almost underway, and a burst of colour, fun and delicious food is on offer across Cairns. Get out and enjoy yourself tomorrow. Get yourself done up, go and put your favourite hat on, favourite dress on, and get out and party in a restaurant or whatever, casino. This is a terrific event every year. It's out at Palm Cove, and it's actually on the sand. And they do this for the Hospital Foundation. It says here in the Cairns Post, the annual Far North Queensland Hospital Foundation's fundraiser at Palm Cove's Nunu Restaurant. This is Nick Holloway, who's famous on television, on the cooking shows. Anyway, Nunu Restaurant, it's the horse racing on the beach. It starts at 1 tomorrow, and it's just the best day out. And what happens every year with this one at Nunu, it sells out in in seconds, or at most 2 or 3 minutes. You've really got to be on the mark to get your ticket for Nunu. Now, I've got Mo Rowbottom, who is on the line out at Nunu Restaurant. She's the co-owner. She says, all of us have been doing it tough, trying to evolve and survive, so we were blown away that we sold out quickly without advertising at all in about 2.5 seconds flat. Mo's on the line to talk about this. Hello, Mo.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Everyone I run into says, I tried to get onto Nunu and they just couldn't get through, and then I got through 2 minutes after they opened and they were all gone.
All sold out within minutes. We're just blown away and humbled and amazed and just so excited that we're going to have the best day ever. And it's our 18th year of holding this Melbourne Cup fundraiser for the hospital. So even more of an excuse to have a great party and celebration tomorrow.
I'm just so thrilled the authorities have never noticed how much fun you have out there and tried to close it down, because that's what authorities do. They'll find an excuse, you know, it's dangerous, or the sand might get in someone's eyes or something, and they never have.
Absolutely not, because we work with the Cairns Council. I have a huge dossier of everything that could possibly go wrong and what we would do to address that. Mm. So no possible error for danger at our event. It's very safe, all cordoned off, everyone behaves, no drinks on the beach. We're very, very good. We abide by all the rules and social distancing, everything, whilst having the best time ever. 6 courses of Nico's amazing food showcasing the region. It's welcome to the jungle this year. So everyone be dressed in jungle fever.
Oh, that's terrific. That's terrific. You know, with the Melbourne Cup, I think the top weight tomorrow is 58 kilograms or whatever. I have talked to Michael Trout and seen him actually on television on a horse on the beach out there. And I had lunch with him the other day. He's closer to 158 kilograms. I hope he's not riding, is he?
He's not. This year we've got the Riversleigh Horse Adjustment ladies. The riders have come on board with genuine race horses. So we've got Dash, King, Prince and Mr. Nibbles all ready to go. And we're happy that we have a little bit of rain tomorrow. We're all prepared because it will keep their hooves nice and cool on the sand.
Oh, okay. I didn't think of that.
Perfect.
I didn't think of that.
Cool hooves. Yes, they'll be happy and they're raring to go. And we're all ready, come rain or shine. We've got rain marquees if it rains and beautiful umbrellas if it's sunny. So all ready for all our guests.
Clever. Because as soon as I mentioned it here in the studio, everyone said, oh, it's going to be boiling hot out there at Palm Cove. And you're saying, no, if there's a shower or two and a light breeze, it'll be comfortable.
It'll be the perfect day tomorrow for everyone to have a good time. And we've got live auctions, amazing live auctions, silent auctions, showgirls, a fashion show, raffle, major door prize, everything, fashions on the deck, everything for everyone to have the best day ever with beautiful food and the horse race on the beach, the only live horse race on the beach in Australia on Melbourne Cup Day. That's why we sell out in minutes.
I just love it. Look, talk to me about the ladies and their finery. How do they look on a day like this?
Oh, well, we are going to be awash with colour. So, you know, Deb from Two Tribes will style our whole restaurant in jungle style. So as soon as they walk in, everyone's going to be so excited. I've been getting emails and texts from not only the ladies, all the men as well come on board, all excited about getting their jungle outfits so that everyone's getting into jungle fever. And everyone really goes to a big effort because we do have, you know, best dressed male, female and best in the jungle. Mm. So with lots of amazing sponsors. I mean, I cannot thank all our sponsors enough. We've got Westco BMW, Sheraton Grand Mirage. Mm. We've got the KL Performance, you know, the girls industry, performance industry girls. The, like I said, the Riversleigh Horse Adjustment, the Silver Cup trophies, just so many amazing sponsors have just gone, what would you like, Mo? Mm. And even I've got all the bars and clubs on board for a crazy wild animal prize. You know, just a wild party animal prize. They're all on board too. Mm. So from beautiful five-star hotels and amazing accommodation, beautiful restaurants, to having a crazy time in all the clubs and bars in town. So we're showcasing everybody.
Now, does your award-winning chef, Nick Holloway, prepare today and tonight for tomorrow?
Oh, he's been thinking of his outfit forever.
Okay.
The food would be planning for weeks.
Okay.
And Nick will come in all his jungle finery as well.
Mm.
So all of us go to a lot of effort. If you're coming to Nunu and everyone goes to the trouble of getting in really early, you've got to go all out, surely. You're going to have to come one year, John. You really are.
Now,
if
it's raining tomorrow, do you bring those outside tables in or will the umbrellas keep people dry?
We've got rain marquees all ready to go,
okay.
So everyone will be dry.
Okay.
It will be beautiful. No matter rain or shine, we are prepared.
I just think it's so good that you do this for the Hospital Foundation because in recent times, the demands up there at the hospital are growing every year. So the fact that you've actually done this high-profile fundraiser, and we've had some terrific donations this year, it just keeps it going, and we've got to keep that enthusiasm there for our Cairns Hospital.
Oh, I think it's really, really important. We've been doing it for 18 years.
Yeah.
And the last 2 years, as all our businesses know, we've all been doing it really tough. Last year, we weren't going to do one because it was really difficult. We went, how can we not?
Yeah.
We've supported the hospital for, you know, then it was 17 years. So we thought we'd put on a quiet one and we raised more than we've ever done before. So it was 34,000 in 4 hours last year.
God.
So in 17 years, we've raised 210,000 and we couldn't have done that without all our customers digging deep in their pockets, without all our sponsors coming on board and donating these incredible prizes and all our staff just making it an amazing day. It's a huge team effort from the whole community, and it's for the community and for our children to learn to give this is what you do.
Yes.
You know, they see us work really hard for weeks, and they've all learnt how to, that it's really important to help those less fortunate than ourselves and to raise money for the hospital. So, you know, for the last 2 years, we've raised money for robotic equipment, for the early detection of cancer, prostate cancer specifically, and that will help to raise the hospital to a university standard. And in doing that, then we'll attract specialists from the cities to our regional hospital. So yes, it's really important that we raise money for the Hospital Foundation.
No, this has been fascinating today. I've got to shoot through because I'm running down on time, but this has just been so much terrific information. Thank you. And all the best out there at Nunu tomorrow.
Oh, we're going to have lots of fun. It's going to be a celebration of everything, some celebration of surviving and being so lucky to be up here without masks on.
Yes.
And we're able to have a great time while socially distancing, of course.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for ringing, John. And just a pleasure talking to you as always.
Good on you, Mo. That's Mo Rowbottom. She's a co-owner out there at Nunu Restaurant on the beach there at Palm Cove. Look at the time, 6:10.